You're listening to Healing Through Prayer with Corrine Walson on PLIR, Prayerful Living Internet Radio. Now here's your host, Corrine Walson.
How does prayer heal the body? We know that throughout the Bible, we read about healings, and especially in the New Testament, Jesus goes through and he's healing all kinds of things, and a lot of them, or many of them, were bodily ailments. The withered hand and the woman that was bowed over for, I think it was 18 years, or the woman who had the issue of blood that dried up. But, I mean, he healed these bodily ailments and disfigurements instantaneously. He was basically proving the power of spirit over the body. And we know that even after Jesus was resurrected and went back and joined the Father, that the disciples continued with this healing ministry. Peter and John, they continued with the physical healings of the people that came to them. And so we know that the power just didn't lie only with Jesus, that there was something that he had imparted and taught to the disciples that they actually carried on. It was hundreds of years later that this lost art of healing just wasn't practiced as much, and as people weren't practicing and seeing the power to heal, that it just wasn't used. The science behind the healing still exists today. It still is powerful and available to each one of us as it was back then. But it's up to us to put it into practice and to demonstrate it. It's just it just kind of laid dormant for so long. Let me tell you a little bit about Mrs. Eddy. She was walking on some ice and hit a patch of black ice. This was back in the 1800s. And she fell, and the doctors, some internal injuries, and the doctor said, you know, there's nothing that we can do for you, and you're dying. And she basically, she was in her bedroom, and she told everybody, get out, give me my Bible. And she read she opened the Bible to the passage where Jesus had healed the man with the withered hand. And she said that her consciousness was filled with just the underlying fact that life, truth, and love is truly the substance of all being, and it fills all space. And if that is true, then there's nothing unlike God in reality actually exists. And this came to her so strongly in her thinking that she was able to stand up, dress herself, walked out. The doctors and everybody were just astounded. And she went into seclusion the next couple years, just pouring through the Bible and trying to see behind the Bible stories and its teachings to determine the spiritual interpretation of those. There's something, a spiritual lesson behind each story. And as we understand these truths, they have a healing effect. She was so excited. She just thought, you know, I'm onto something. And as she studied this, revelation came to her, and she put together this companion book. It's called Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. And it just sets forth the spiritual truths behind the Bible. And the Bible was her only authority as she studied this alone. So all these truths were extrapolated from the Bible and revelation. And she put down how she believes Jesus healed, and has was so excited, thinking she wasn't establishing a religion. She thought every religion would gobble this information up and it would heal the world. And what she found was that people shut her down, just like people tried to shut Jesus down. The truth doesn't find a happy home in this world. The darkness does not welcome the light. It tries to shut it out. But there were so many people whose thought were receptive to the book and welcomed it and have had healings and has established a church worldwide. The book has sold millions and millions of copies, and it's in every language around the world. And people are benefiting from the science and are having healings of, you know, physical conditions, all kinds, and not just physical. I mean, today we're going to be talking about how it heals the body, but I mean, everything from all aspects of this life. And she says, Christ's truth was demonstrated through Jesus to prove the power of spirit over the flesh, to show that truth is made manifest by its effects upon the human mind and body, healing sickness and destroying sin. So Jesus was the best and most perfect exemplar or embodiment of the truth. the truth is what does the healing. And Jesus, he just did it perfectly and flawlessly. And because of that, he was the best healer that ever was. She calls him the most scientific man that ever trod the globe. So I always suggest that we start from the top and remind ourselves that, you know, that God made all that was made, and it was very good. And we know that only what a source contains can be made manifest in what it produces. So you're not going to get Hershey syrup from a brick wall. You're only going to get brick from a brick wall. So as the children of God, God created us. We can only possess what God gave us. And he gives us perfect life and perfect health, perfect peace. You are the perfect embodiment of all right ideas. And that's where we're going to start with. And so we have these five human physical senses and mortal mind that suggest to us that there's an intelligence apart from God. And this obscures or tries to hide the truth about ourselves, our health, and our harmony. They argue, you know, that we've been cut off from good and we live apart from God. You're away from him. You know, you might reach him if you're good, but he's so far. That our circumstances and our lives are dictated by economy or the weather or what season we're in. Is it the flu season? And these lies come in, I like to think about it like a morning mist comes in and obscures what we would normally see. Something as massive as a mountain can seem to be obscured by a dense fog or a mist. I was in Laguna Beach, California, not that long ago, and on Sundays you can see Catalina Island like so clearly and beautiful. And then other days I'm standing at the same place on the beach and all you see is gray sky. But, you know that the island's still there. The island hasn't gone anywhere. Or when the sun seems to be obscured by the clouds, you know it's there. You have faith. And you know that tomorrow you'll be able to see it. It hasn't gone anywhere. So that's what these erroneous beliefs are like. They come in like the morning mist and it seems to obscure our vision or our knowledge about who we are and the truth of our health. But what comes in is that sunshine of truth. The truth comes in, it melts away the shadows. It reveals to us the sun and the mountaintops or Catalina Island. They've never disappeared. They're always there, and they're fixed. Just like our health is fixed. It's always intact. And it's permanent, because that's the way God created you. He saw what he'd made, and behold, it was good. Done. You are perfect and complete and healthy. Your health is a fixed and permanent fact. And there is no power opposed to God that's going to come in and change or alter that fact. So that's where we start off with, and that's where we're going to stick to. So, again, how does prayer heal the body? Well, when we know who we are, it's truly the truth itself does the healing work. It's the understanding of these truths, those aha moments, you know, when we realize something, or as I like to say, when we recall the truth about ourselves that we seem to have forgotten. When we get in touch with that true selfhood, you know, that's when the healing takes place. This truth comes in and it shines a light in your consciousness or your thinking. And as the truth reveals itself to you, any error or darkness in your thinking is first exposed and then it's eradicated. It reaches every corner and it removes the fear in your thought. And it brings peace and it brings healing. Because as that error is banished from your thinking, it then becomes removed from your experience. Your human experience. So, again, it's truth that does the work. You of yourself don't have to do it. You know, Jesus said, I of my own self can do nothing. And this is the master talking. I of my own self can do nothing, but it's the Father in me that doeth the works. If the healing power only belonged to Jesus, again, his disciples wouldn't have been able to continue the healing. It was his understanding of the Father and the Father's creation that allowed him to do the healing works that he did. And again, that applies to us. So Mrs. Eddy states in Science and Health that truth destroys what mortals seem to have learned from error, and man's real existence as a child of God comes to light. So again, that truth comes in and warms and lightens the consciousness, and the darkness is forced to leave, revealing only what is true. Truth doesn't come in and affect what's already true. All it does is remove what's unlike God, the lie about man, that he is fallen or sinful or sick. That's what's removed. So how does the understanding of truth remove the error? Well, that's the best part of the healing, in my opinion. God is the ultimate physician, and I've never heard of two healings taking place the same way. You know, every person's situation is unique and different. And it's the testimonies of healing that I love the best. God alone knows your heart and your thoughts, your life, your situation. You know, and he's even aware of those dark or hidden beliefs that we ourselves sometimes aren't even aware that we've been entertaining on the inside. Oftentimes, physical healings can be instantaneous, and other times they will occur over time, especially if the one who is in the need of the healing has to change characteristics or patterns of behavior in themselves, or they just have a much-needed learning experience, you know, about their true identity as a child of God. I can tell you that I've had both. I've had instantaneous healings of flu-like symptoms, warts, and then I've had those where I've had pain in my low back that took some time. But during that time, I've learned so much. And, you know, God knew what I needed to know and what I needed to learn. And I don't have to know exactly how it's going to happen, but I do have to have that faith and know that I'm already perfect, and that whatever would hold my thought to believe that I'm unlike that perfection is going to be removed. And that God knows the best way to bring that truth to my thought, to my particular situation. You know, I'm always marveling at God's grace. He meets me right where I'm at and takes me gently and leads me into the specific truth that I need. It just makes you understand how intimately he knows and loves each one of us. I'm referring back to Mrs. Eddy. She says, "Let truth uncover and destroy error in God's own way." So we don't need to be concerned about how's this going to happen, when's it going to happen. You just got to simply trust that God is showing you what you need to know every moment, and that truth is doing the work. Truth isn't just a word, it's like a verb, you know. Truth is the power. The truth in your consciousness is doing the work. You don't have to do anything but let that truth uncover and destroy the error in your own thinking, okay? And know that God's will is already done. Recall that you're already standing at the point of perfection, and that as we align our thought with that, that whatever is unlike truth is going to be exposed in our thinking, and it will be corrected, and then comes the physical healing. You might be asking, well, how do I know the truth? You know, how am I going to recognize it? And Mrs. Eddy explains again that spirit imparts the understanding, which uplifts consciousness. This spirit is God. You know, it comes to you when you least expect it. It can come in the form of an angel message, you know, just a thought, or I've been healed by simply listening to a song, something that you've read, or, you know, a friend that calls and shares some truth with you. Any kind of inspired message that shifts the basis of your thinking. You literally have an aha moment where you see something differently. You see the situation clearly, and you recognize the truth about yourself, and you feel like this emotional lift. It's always accompanied by a feeling of warmth of God's love. You know, you literally feel his peace and presence envelop you. And once you have that aha moment, you'll either have a physical change in the manifestation in your body, or it will happen very naturally, and it will follow on the heels of that change in your thought. So I'm always so grateful. As soon as I feel that tingling, warm lift, you know, I usually cry because I'm so filled with gratitude in that moment. Just, I know, God, you're imparting to me who I am. You're loving me. You're showing me. You're meeting me where I need to be met, and I just know that whatever is discordant is going to correct itself, and I don't have to worry about, you know, how again that's going to happen. He does the work. The truth does the work. when it's corrected in your thought, it's corrected in your experience. Because really, all there is thought. So again, the how is different in every case. It's not the result of studying just the written word alone, but it's the reality of being, your being, brought to light or understood. The Bible tells us that the Lord giveth the wisdom. You know, all wisdom is from Him. So you can trust and know that God is going to give you exactly what you need as you pray. And as you pray, what you're doing is you're just aligning your thought with what God already knows to be true about you. And it's also really important to know that prayer alone does not give the understanding of truth, but it has to be coupled with a real desire on your part to know who you are and to do the will of God. You're purifying yourself. You're reaching out. You want to know, God, show me who I am as your creation. Help me do your will. Jesus was the great exemplar. It wasn't just the preaching that he did, but he showed us by example how to live. He gave us, you know, the Beatitudes, and Moses gave us the Ten Commandments. But truly, love is the fulfilling of that law. If you love in everything you do, and love is your purpose, and love is your guide, that transforms your day-to-day walk, and it brings you closer to God. And when you do that, coupled with your prayer, God, show me, and really desire that healing and to do God's will, that's the removal of all the junk. When you have like a window pane and the truth shines through it so clearly and you can see who you are, and then the world comes along and splatters mud and gunk on that window, and you start to not recognize yourself, and you start believing what the world would sell to you about who you are, and that you're less than perfect, and that you're, you know, unhealthy and sick or broken. It's that walk with God, the real desire, and the prayer of knowing who you are that removes the mud, and the light starts to come back through. And the more you desire it, and the more good that you do, and the more love that you embody and show and feel and experience, you know, the healing works just come more rapidly. You want spiritual healing ability? Spiritualize your life, because there's a direct connection between the level of your spirituality and the healing work in your life. If you're walking around in darkness, it's going to take a long time, really, to see that truth about yourself. It's going to be more of a struggle. But God's going to meet you in the dark. But I'm just saying, if you're feeling discouraged, the answer lies in, how are you living your life? And what thoughts are you entertaining? What kind of Christian are you? So couple that with studying the truth about who you are results in physical healing. I wanted to share a quick testimony with all of you that speaks about what I've talked about, and I'd just like to read it for you, if you'll permit. It says, one day my son, Jeff, was in junior high school. He injured his foot when he was horsing around with his older brother. I'd always given my sons the option of choosing Christian Science treatment through prayer or medical treatment, and I told Jeff he could choose how he'd like us to handle the injury. At first, he asked me to pray about the situation, so of course I did. But after about 48 hours, he was still in pain and said he was afraid that he might not be healed through prayer. At that point, he asked if we could go to a doctor. Right away, I took him to a doctor's office where Jeff's foot was x-rayed. The doctor informed us that there was a broken bone in the foot and that Jeff would have to be on crutches for about 6 weeks while the bone mended. It was too late in the day for us to find a place to rent crutches. The doctor was very kind, and he offered us a pair of crutches for Jeff to use. On the way home, Jeff turned to me and said, "Mom, I don't want to be on crutches for 6 weeks." He wanted to go back to relying on prayer alone, and I said I'd be happy to do that. Over the next couple days, I looked up everything I could find on the word bone in the Bible and the writings of Mary Baker Eddy, looking for ideas to pray with. One passage that really stood out to me was from Science and Health. It says, "Nothing can interfere with the harmony of being, nor end the existence of man in science. Man is the same after as before a bone is broken." And the Bible says that we are all created in the image of God, who is spirit. To me, this was a clear explanation that we're all spiritual and whole, not material and vulnerable. This passage from Science and Health showed me that no matter what the x-ray indicated, Jeff was spiritually perfect, intact at every moment, just as God created him. Nothing could change the fact of his spiritual identity and perfection. Within 4 days of our leaving the doctor's office, Jeff was completely healed through prayer. He was able to give up the crutches and resume all of his activities. He had no pain, did not limp, and was even able to play sports with no restrictions to his mobility. In fact, a few days later, the doctor called to ask what had happened. He was surprised when Jeff and I had brought the crutches back to his office so quickly. He was astonished when I told him Jeff was completely able to get around with no pain or limping. Jeff never had any problems related to that injury. He went on to play sports in high school with complete freedom. We were all so very grateful for this proof that God's laws of spiritual perfection bring healing. So that was wonderful. That was in June of 2004 and was published in the Christian Science Sentinel. It's a small magazine that talks about testimonies of healing. So it's just further proof that this science and the ability to heal through prayer and reliance on God alone is intact, and it's available for you and me today. And that's why I'm here, just to suggest that you start thinking about it and consider these truths and start implementing them in your own life, because all I wish for all of you is just freedom from pain and limitation in a mortal body, and to see your heritage as a true child of God, and to know that all that God is waiting for you. All that God is who you are. Much love to all of you.
Healing Through Prayer with Corrine Walson is broadcast on PLIR, Prayerful Living Internet Radio.